Welcome to the Victory World Outreach Podcast. We pray this message brings encouragement and inspiration to your life.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to take a few minutes tonight before we pray, and it's a privilege once again to come up and preach and have this opportunity to share the Word of God. And I want to simply put out a call to our church, and that's every one of you, even if this is your first time tonight. You may not know it yet. You're a part of our church family. Amen. This is your church, and you're welcome here. But I want to put a call out to our church to chase after God. To chase after God. And I'm talking about as we get down in just a few minutes to pray, because that's what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be chasing after. We're going to be seeking after God's will when we get down and pray during this prayer meeting. And I'm not talking about something that we manufacture. I'm not talking about the volume of our prayer or the fancy words or some kind of spiritual thing. I'm just talking about the attitude of our heart and the fact that we're not just here to mumble some words, but we are here to chase after God. You are here to chase after something. There's a need that you have here tonight, and you need to chase after God for the answer to that need. You know, we're not used to chasing things nowadays. We live in the age of convenience. You don't need to chase anything. If you need something, open up your phone, order it, right? We're not used to, like, waiting and chasing after things, except we are, because how many of you have ever lost your wallet or your purse? Or maybe you lost your car keys. That happened to me recently. Or maybe you lost your wedding ring. Or maybe your pet got out and you lost that. Some of you, you're like, that's fine. No worries. But we're not used to losing things. But let me tell you, when you do lose something and you start to chase after that thing, I'm talking about something important. If I lose my wallet, I'm stopping everything until I find that wallet, right? And you guys have been there in some form or fashion. You know what I'm talking about. And how many know when you start chasing after something, all the cares and all the different things, our focus just starts to narrow, doesn't it? Everything in the world is just, I got to find that thing. Or I got to get a hold of that ring that I lost before my wife finds out. Or I got to find that pet that ran off, or whatever the case is. And so with that in mind tonight, I want us to apply that narrowing of vision to our prayer life tonight. That is why we need to chase after God, not just come in and pray for the sake of praying, but I'm talking about making God such a desperate importance in your life that everything else around you is put aside, and we are narrowly focused on praying to God tonight. You know, one of the most valuable things about these prayer services is that we have an opportunity to put everything else aside and to chase after God again and to get back in line and focus with Him. And that focus is important because we can get ourselves into trouble, because if we're not chasing after God, whether you realize it or not, you are chasing after something. None of us are just sitting through life and we don't care about anything, nothing's happening. You're going after something with your life. And I want to read a scripture here in Isaiah chapter 30, if you want to turn over there. Isaiah chapter 30, and I'm going to start in verse 1. Isaiah 30 and verse 1. It says, "What sorrow awaits my rebellious children, says the Lord. You make plans that are contrary to mine." And he's talking to Israel. They're making plans. They've got enemies attacking them. And so they're going, we'll see, but they're going to Egypt to make an alliance. He says, "You make plans that are contrary to mine. You make alliances not directed by my spirit, thus piling up your sins. For without consulting me, you have gone down to Egypt for help. You've put your trust in Pharaoh's protection. You've tried to hide in his shade. But by trusting Pharaoh, you will be humiliated, and by depending on him, you will be disgraced." So here, he's giving us a warning about what happens to us tonight. It applies to you and me, and what we're really doing when we are not willing to chase after God. When we're not bringing our needs before him, what do we do instead? Well, we take them upon ourselves. We're all guilty of that, right? I mean, think about what you're facing or something that you have faced. Maybe you faced a marital problem. And our natural inclination is to say, well, okay, I'm just going to focus on me then. I'm going to do what's best for me, which is never the best thing, right? Or maybe you're facing a serious financial crisis, but if we put it into our hands, what do we say? Well, I better back off of giving right now. I better not give to God. I need to hold on to what I've got. Or maybe sometimes we just think, I don't even want to bother God. You're here tonight. It's a prayer night. And you're saying, I don't even want to bother praying about it. I don't want to think about it. Maybe you don't even think God cares about what you're going through. But, you know, in verse 2, you notice he was upset that they didn't consult with him. He said, for without consulting me, you've gone down to Egypt for help. He was upset that they didn't consult with him. You know what that tells me? He had the answer all along. You know, God is sitting tonight, sitting amongst us in this place, and he has the answer to every need, every decision, every stress that you're going through. He's got that answer ready. And he's upset at these people. He says, you didn't even consult with me. You didn't even try. What a waste to come into a church service tonight and leave and have God say, you didn't even consult with me. You didn't even ask me to work on your situation. Tonight, do we recognize what we're missing out on if we miss the opportunity that we have right here in front of us to take a few minutes tonight and get before God and chase after him, tell him our needs, tell him what we're going through. What an opportunity, but what an opportunity that could be missed. I want to continue in this, Isaiah 30, and we'll move down to verse 6. It says, this message came to me concerning the animals in the Negev. The caravan moved slowly across the terrible desert to Egypt. Donkeys weighed down with riches and camels loaded with treasure, all to pay for Egypt's protection. They travel through the wilderness, a place of lionesses and lions, a place where vipers and poisonous snakes live. All this, and Egypt will give you nothing in return. Egypt's promises are worthless. That's a heavy scripture. They did, think about it. They loaded up donkeys with all kinds of treasure. It says they're walking through this terrible desert. There's snakes, there's lions. You know what he's saying? You're willing to go through all of this to endanger your life. You're willing to go all, you know, so far to go to this person that can't help you anyway. And, you know, I think we ought to look at ourselves. I look at myself tonight. Do I do that? Am I willing to go to crazy lengths to take something on myself or to try and fix my problem when God is saying, you didn't even consult with me? Why wouldn't you just bring that need to me? That's the point of what God is saying here. It's a picture of what we do when we don't chase after God. When we just come in and, you know, I'm not saying it's bad to pray in any way, but when we just kind of pray a half-hearted prayer, we're telling God, but we're not really trusting in him for anything, that's what we're doing. I want to read a couple of scriptures out of Proverbs, just for sake of time, I'm going to read through them. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 24 says, a man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? If we know that God is the creator and we know that he has everything under control, all the things that we say, right? God, you're worthy. God, you're able. God, you can meet every need. You're a miracle worker. You died on the cross for my eternal salvation. All those things. How many believe all those things? Amen. We believe those things. Then how is it that we can say we understand our own way? Amen. Why don't we put our trust in God, in that same God, with the need that you're facing tonight? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, God gives us the answer on what to do. He says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Everything you're facing, everything you do, every decision you have, acknowledge God. Look to him. Amen. I take that as a great blessing. He's saying there is nothing too big. There's nothing too small. Whatever you're facing tonight, whatever the thing is that you say, boy, I would love it if God would intervene in this. He wants to. He's able. He's willing to. We just need to consult with him. And maybe you're here tonight, maybe you're a new Christian, or you just need some refreshing on how to pray. You say, that's great, Pastor. I would love to chase after God. What am I supposed to do? What does that actually mean? What am I supposed to pray about? Well, let me ask you, is there something that's been running in your mind today that just stresses you out? Pray about that. Is there something that you're facing today that you'd say, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what the right answer is. Pray about it. Is there something you want to see God do in your life? Pray about it. Are you just lost and desperate and hopeless? You don't know how to carry the burden of your sins and you're just at the end of your rope? Pray about it. That's chasing after God. It's saying, God, I am desperate. I don't have the answer. I don't know what I'm supposed to do other than just chasing you and trusting you to help me. That's what God wants. In Proverbs chapter 8, in verse 17, it says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Amen. Love God tonight. Just love him. I mean, it's like when you get home after a long day and you have your loved one, somebody that you love, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's your spouse, whatever, that person that you just can't wait to talk to about it. Or you have a victory, that person you just can't wait to get a hold of. That's what God wants. Let God be that person for you tonight. Chase after him as we get down and pray. Amen. There's a quote that I have here. It says, when we chase after God rather than chasing after the wind, we find that our relationship with him rearranges our priorities. Our relationship with God will rearrange our priorities when we chase after him. What does that mean? Well, you might have come in tonight, and if this makes sense, you say, I want to pray. Does that make sense? I want to be really excited and passionate about chasing after God. Sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're tired. Sometimes we're beat up and we just feel like, you know, it's all I could do to get here tonight. But you know what the answer is to that? Pray. Chase after God. Amen. And it just begins, like I said in the beginning, it's like your priorities and your focus begins to shift to where it needs to be. I mean, I think about when God first called the disciples in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18. Look at how he calls these disciples. It says, one day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, come and follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. And they left their nets at once and followed him. Verse 21, a little farther up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father Zebedee, repairing the nets. And he called to them too. And they immediately followed him, leaving their boat and their father behind. So what did Jesus tell them? He just said, hey, follow me. Chase after me. Just come and follow me and see what'll happen. You know what they did? They dropped everything and they followed him. What if that's God's call to you tonight? Just chase after me. Just put everything else down. They put down their nets, their work, their sense of being. They put down their finances. They put down everything, and they just followed Jesus. And you know what I think is so great? They didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't have the Bible. They didn't have all the steps laid out, just like we don't tonight. But he says in verse 19, follow me, and I will show you. Amen. You don't know what to do tonight? Chase after God and he'll show you what to do. God will bring direction to your life. He'll bring an answer to that need. That's what God does. Amen. And I close with this last scripture and then we're going to pray. Isaiah chapter 30, back to where we were. Isaiah 30 and verse 18. So God has just said how upset he is. Why didn't you consult with me? You know, you're going to these great lengths to go and talk to somebody else instead of me. But here in verse 18, it says, so the Lord must wait for you to come to him so that he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God, and blessed are those who wait for his help. Though the Lord gave you adversity for food, and suffering for drink, he will still be with you to teach you, and you will see your teacher with your own eyes. So even when we make a dumb decision or a dumb mistake, and we have problems, and God has to let us work through our mess a little bit before we can trust him, it says he will still be with you to teach you. Amen. It's like God steps down into your mess, and he's right there with you. And in verse 21, it says, your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. That's what some of us need tonight. We need God to tell us which way to go. And it says, then you will destroy all your silver idols and your precious gold images. You'll throw them out like filthy rags, saying to them, good riddance. Amen. That's what some of us are going to do tonight. When we begin to chase after God, all the garbage that's burdening you, all the things that you feel like are holding you back from God's will, you're going to be able to toss those aside and say, good riddance to those things. Amen. Because now I'm chasing after God. I'm not going after the world. I'm not going after the things that my flesh used to want. Now I'm chasing after you, God. Amen. That's what salvation is all about. Is we're chasing after him now. And when we cry out to God, he answers. Amen. When we cry out to God, he answers. And we don't have a need for anything else. Amen. And so I pray that message encourages you. Chase after God tonight. Amen. I'm not talking about scream at the top of your lungs or anything. Just get down before God and chase after him with your need. Whatever that need is, wave it before God and say, God, you're the answer. I need you to help me. Amen. Praise God. Would you stand with me tonight as we close this service, or as we close this part of the service? Amen. If everyone would just bow your heads and close your eyes before we get down and pray in just a moment. I want to make a call for salvation tonight. You know, some of you are here this evening. I don't know what the status of everybody's heart is. Only you and God know that. But some of you here, very simply put, you don't live for God. You don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're not a Christian. You don't, maybe you come to church. Clearly you do because you're here tonight. You come to a Christian church, but maybe your lifestyle doesn't agree with that. Your lifestyle says something different. I want to tell you, God is here. He says, why don't you consult with me about that? Why don't you give me your heart and chase after me? Stop chasing the sin. Stop chasing the addiction and the habits and start running after me. And even in this moment, the Holy Spirit is beginning to work in your heart. And you know what I'm saying is the truth because God is revealing it to your heart. You know, John 3:17 says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him, the world might be saved. Amen. That's God's sole purpose tonight for you. And why you're here is so that he can save your life. He can rescue you from the mess that you've made of your life. And tonight, we're not here to condemn you. We're here to help you be saved. And so all across this place, if you're here and you're not saved, you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you want to tonight, I want to pray with you. Would you, with no one looking around, would you put your hand up? We're going to pray tonight. Amen. I see this hand. How many more? Hands going up. God bless you. God bless you, sir. How many more? You want to receive Jesus into your heart. You want to chase after Jesus and give him your life and make him the Lord of your life. How many more? Amen. I see that hand in the back. God bless you. Praise God. Maybe you're here and you are a Christian. You love Jesus, but you've made some mistakes. You've started chasing after other things. Amen. You might be backslidden tonight. You haven't been following Jesus, but tonight you say, I'm ready to get back with God. I'm ready to turn my life around again. If that's you tonight, just quickly lift your hand all over this place. Hands going up all over. God bless you. God's going to touch you tonight. Hallelujah. Would you just do me another favor? If you raised your hand, just begin to make your way down to these altars. We're going to pray with you. We're not going to embarrass you. Just begin to step out of your seats if you raise your hands. Amen. And everyone else, I want to make this call. This altar is not just for salvation. This altar is for you tonight. Amen. We're going to find a place and we're going to begin to chase after God. Let God know what you need tonight. If you're carrying a heavy burden, give it to God. Amen. This is your time. These altars are open to anybody that wants to pray. You can pray there in your seat. But let's take time right now and let's pray to God. And we're going to close the service together in just a little bit.
Thanks again for joining us. If you like this message, subscribe to our podcast channel for more episodes. We would love it if you would rate it and share it with your friends. For more content from Victory World Outreach, and to learn more about us or to support this ministry, go to vwonow.com.